At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
We are loaded up today, and right out of the box, it's a big win, but it's not over. National Review has it sort of right. Headline, California changes the rules for trans high school athletes and girl sports. Will other states have to follow? So what they did, coincidentally, wink, wink, after President Trump threatened federal funding with Gavin Newsom, is Gavin Newsom and the boys in the back room said, they have a new pilot program. If you were a female that may have been left off because some biological male, trans, call it what you will, and you didn't make the cut to get to the state final this weekend, you now can come to the state final. Here's what's going on in their pea brain. They have fundamentally admitted here, there's an advantage, this is different, etc. I mean, it's out now. Legally, we should be able to run with this forever. But what they think they've done is box us in, box Trump in, to say, see, these young women can compete now. And we're going to speak at 2 o'clock with Jennifer Say, but I'd love to hear from you. If you played sports, females, and usually we get a ton of people now, the last 20 years this has happened, and the reaction to this stuff, my reaction, even though not in that field, just as someone who tries to protect the purity of sports, it's not just about they can compete this weekend. They can't beat this clown. We've talked about him before. In one event, a triple jump, he won by 8 feet. What kind of people could stand there and see this idiot winning by 8 feet and sanction this and not say, that's it. I'm putting my body down here across the sawdust or whatever they use now. I am not sanctioning this. This can't be sanctioned. It's anathema. What kind of society? But they think they boxed it in by kind of an affirmative action of a sort for females here. Riley Gaines and others are saying the same thing that I just said. No, it's not about having more females now be able to participate because they've been wronged and they're admitting it this weekend. It's about stopping this clown from participating. And you can say, well, let's just root on females. Maybe somebody will beat them. They're not going to beat them. That's the whole point. This is like Aaliyah Thomas again. I will be shocked. Now, when I see events like this, I root harder in these things than even when it's a, you know, NBA championship or Super Bowl. I root harder because I'm conflicted. Part of me says, good, keep this up. We spent $40 million to beat you the last time. I think Republicans even underestimate this. I'm spending a couple hundred million in the midterms. If I could raise $1 billion, I'm plunking it down on this. And the reason is this. Not only is it 85-15, 80-20, 90-10, but the people who are not usually engaged politically in 2024, when they were told about this nonsense, they just wanted to know, well, which party is the one that's doing it? And when you pointed them toward that, they're like, yeah, I'm going to vote against that. That's how potent this is, because it's simple. It cuts through everything. It exposes who they are. Now, why won't they give it up? I'll ask Jennifer Say. She's the woman who was chief executive at Levi Strauss. She's been one with us multiple times. She has a clothing company now around issues like this. She was a 7-time gymnast on the national team, and she got kicked out of Levi Strauss over the COVID restrictions, and now has become an activist on this issue. So California blinks in the sense that California says, all right, Trump is threatening federal dollars to be taken away. Here's what we're going to do. Maybe Trump will just go on a victory parade. No, what Trump ought to do is to say, this isn't enough. This isn't what it's about. I'm still taking the dollars away. And the countdown starts now. You have to kick this idiot out, disqualify him, or I'm taking him away by this weekend. Start small. Start with $1 billion. Then go to 10 billion. I don't care if it's the whole budget of California, whatever happens to them. Because if they go down, others will follow. They think they're playing it cute. They think by saying, well, look, we're letting more females into this. What? To be more lambs led to the slaughter? Now, when we started doing Reading, Writing, and Reason, we interviewed the daughter of Lee Smith, who's a Hall of Famer, relief pitcher. And she in Ohio, which is a hotbed of this, was one of the chief contenders, pre-Olympic type. And yet she couldn't beat these two boys that were identifying as females. You know, no movement even toward becoming female. And just the difficulty of hearing someone from that competitive of a family having no shot to win. And they actually said in a ABC George Stephanopoulos interview, well, they're going to have to just train harder. So this is a real breakthrough. Now, the Gay Pride Week, as far as I understand it, watching all that's going on, is going to be centered around the Trump administration hates gays. You heard me just say, well, what about Scott Bessent? Married, gay, the key player, I would argue the best in the cabinet. There's nothing here. It's about the trans nonsense. It's about what's going on there. Do they want to die on that hill? Apparently they do. They want to morph it in. So Victor Fiorillo has quite a column today. The Philadelphia Zoo has a drag queen problem. Somehow or another, they were going to bring the drag queen on several Christiana Bangs, B-A-N-G-Z, was going to host a drag queen night or town at the zoo. What? Storytime Tuesdays, Animal Tales. A special guest reads a book about the animals to kids. A zookeeper brings along one of the zoo's animals to show them to the tots. To the tots. It's a lovely affair. Here's the kicker. When they, you know, when somebody at the zoo said, come on now, you know, this is going a little bit too far. The person who told them they were dropping it said they were dropping it. And he even has a direct quote here, Victor at Philly Mag. There are Trump people that come to the zoo and we can't provide security. Again, blaming MAGA, blaming Trump. You know, if Christiana Bangs is out there doing this with the kids at the zoo, it would only be a Trump maniac that couldn't take it and they might do physical harm to people. We don't have security to prevent that. So just look at the weasels. First of all, they do this nonsense. Then they blame MAGA and Trump because they want to cancel it. There were no threats. I don't know if these people live or work in White Marsh Township. But Victor, heck of a story. The drag queen issue again. And now we're blaming MAGA because of threats of violence around it. These issues just are linked, though. And what's happened in California, National Review writes, this is a breakthrough. This is the first time anybody this blue has said, yes, there's an inherent advantage here. So we're letting females who may have lost out come to the big event. Well, why are they coming to the big event, though? Well, they just want to participate. No. They don't want a participation trophy. They want to come there because a female should be the winner, then second place and third place. They have, by any reasonable estimation, no shot. 8 feet winning by in the one. 8 feet. You just sit here and you think of the craziness of this movement and how many people are cowed by it. So if you played sports at all, we'd love to hear from you. To put this into context, they're trying to say, they're trying to get Trump off their back. They're hoping Trump will be distracted, want to take a victory lap and say, look at what I made them do. And it's true. He did make them do this. Gavin Newsom did do this. But the bottom line is, so what? It's not about participation trophies. Well, these girls will say someday they were in the state championship. They weren't in it. They couldn't win. It's rigged. I mean, it's just unimaginable that you have to sit and go through this. Are they really going to do this weekend? There's going to be international attention. Yeah, they are. They're going to find somebody to raise this idiot's hand and family as a winner. They're going to call you names if you say that this is just beyond upside politically. I get it. This is fuel. The more people that hear this story, when they hear, wait a minute, you're letting a guy win by 8 feet. In the other event, one event, he won by 3 feet, which is in that event incredible. 2 feet in the other. Against the best, some of these girls are probably in the top 20 in the country that will be competing against. And they have no shot. Now, of course, you would hope that somebody would beat them. I don't see it happening. It's too rigged. It shows how, and they realize it. That's why they came up with this. But now, legally, you're going to see people say, well, you can't continue to do this. Legally, you're admitting you can't compete here. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. Yesterday, we played you a little bit of Scott Pelley of 60 Minutes. This is cut four. Here's a little bit of Pelley delivering the commencement address at Wake Forest. He gives us the side question today. Here's Scott Pelley.
But in this moment, this morning, our sacred rule of law is under attack. Journalism is under attack. Universities are under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack, and insidious fear is reaching through our schools, our businesses, our homes, and into our private thoughts.
All right, that's enough right there, their private thoughts. This guy has that lockjaw type of mainline thing. All-time pompous. It's not just the message, fascism, Trump. It's the delivery. So we're looking for somebody real or fictional, or it could be a group that is pompous. I'm going to take off the board Frasier Crane, not Kelsey Grammer, but Frasier Crane's character in Cheers. And prior to that, I believe, or contemporary, I think it was prior to it, Ted Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, or whatever they called it, when she was a newswoman or worked in a newsroom, was the pompous, just bloviating beyond belief. I know Rush called Bill O'Reilly Ted Baxter, and that caused quite a furor then. All right, Dan, do you have a pompous?
Yeah, so I got a couple, Dom. First, I'm going to take off a singer that's now turned his way to acting and directing. And Dom, in his work, he is such, it's like blowing smoke up his own bum. It's The Weeknd. He's a rapper. He just came out with a show on HBO called The Idol. It's terrible. We talked about him a little bit already. How about California Governor Gavin Newsom?
Perfect.
I think a very pompous individual. Yeah. And one that's going to get people maybe thinking outside the box. You know there's a stereotype of some Italian men when they get a little pompous right. and they bring out the comb and brush their hair and, you know, argue how they're the greatest thing to ever live. The first person that comes to mind when I think of a pompous Italian individual, Dom, is Paulie Walnuts from Sopranos.
Oh.
So I'm going to take Paulie Walnuts off the board as well.
There's a little bit of pomposity there with Paul. It takes a long time to get it out. Yeah, that's a good one.
I don't know.
Well, I've seen him in person, and I think it's natural. I don't think he put those gray wings in there. They look pretty natural to me.
Yeah,
who else could pull that off?
Only yeah, Paulie I mean
Walnuts.
That.
I mean, Paulie Walnuts was it, and I'll also take off what's his name as well.
Big P.
No, not Big P. the guy from the E Street Band. Why can't I think of his name?
Oh, Silvio Dante.
Yeah.
Silvio Dante. He's made himself Mr. Pompous.
Yeah.
I'd say Paulie Walnuts was a,
I think a
probably
lot of
a better
post. Pompous, you know, kind of.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. All right, remember that, mafiosos, and when you're listening, Dan, we got a big mafioso contingent.
Yes, here
all right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so shocker here. I'm going to take off two movie stars. Who would have thought movie stars would be pompous people? The first one I'm going to take off is none other than actress Rachel Zegler, who had a big hand in tanking her Disney movie earlier this year, Snow White.
Right.
You know, the other part being that her counterpart was Gal Gadot, who is not very popular in Hollywood right now. Yeah, her worldview, pushing that on everybody during the PR run up to that movie, really turned everyone off to it and ultimately tanked the movie. Couldn't get over herself in order, for the good of the movie. The other one I'm going to take off is another guy who's been in the headlines recently is George Clooney. Who could forget his speech when he won an Oscar at the 78th Oscars in 2006? Basically just gassing up Hollywood for all the good social issues they talk about, just gushing all over himself, and, you know, everyone's eating it up. Very smug, very arrogant. And, of course, you know, he doubled down on the whole Biden stance and everything. So, yeah, pomposity out the wazoo there with George.
I would include Meryl Streep, who went off about Harvey Weinstein when everybody in Hollywood knew what he was about. She won at the Academy Award, or she gave the speech. She attacked conservatives, and she touted him. Hard to believe. All right, here's how you get in. 855.
Speaking of Fiorillo and the mob, did you see he spoke with Joey Merlino recently? Skinny Joey?
I saw he's got a cheesesteak place.
He's got a cheesesteak place, but he also is a big fan of Trump, believe it or not.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. And he actually mentions that it seems like people have more of an issue with his Trump support than they do his murder accusations. So.
What an embarrassment. Oh, my God. I have my own feuds down there in the Joey better not hear that, Tom. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. Get in with that. So this is a breakthrough in California. But Trump should not rest. Don't take a victory lap. You got them now. This is legally saying there's an advantage here. We're making up for it. That's not good enough. This guy cannot participate this weekend, or the federal funds will stop. Put it up there. Put the paperwork in. They stop on Saturday. If he does a triple jump and all that stuff, then you're out. That's it. We're taking it away. Once, just once, do this. Do not be lulled by this. They think they're cute on this. Well, we're letting more females participate. Participate in what? I do think they ought to try. I mean, I wouldn't tell my daughter, no, don't try. You can't win anyhow. But deep down, it's ridiculous to watch this. Joe of Columbus, brilliant one. Might be a winner out of the box. You got to get in quick. 855-839-12.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
10. Okay, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. So I do hope Trump follows up on this. Don't be distracted by anything else. Now's the time to strike. They've just admitted something legally in California. This is unfair. It's unfair legally. You can't make up for it by giving girls. Well, you're going to get the trophy for the girl that came in for. Oh, I can't say that. For the non-biological. No, I can't say that. Well, that's what you're saying. I think it's going to be fascinating here. And you could say, well, can't you get a supergirl? No, they can't win in this. It's very similar to Leah Thomas in certain events. Riley tied Leah Thomas in the one event. But, you know, in the prime event, they couldn't do anything about it. All right, the Inquirer gets to talk to the juror. I'm not sure if this is the foreman of the jury or not, but this person who articulated, might be, is from Fairmount. And one of the things in the Mark Dial, that's the cop who shot the guy when he thought the partner said gun. One of the major things that bothered him and the jury is how they characterize sections of West and North Philadelphia that officers worked as dangerous war zones, particularly Kensington. Can you imagine these people sitting in Fairmount, which, you know, there have been issues, but it's not unsafe. They got ticked off. And look, Mark Dial had two of the best criminal deterrent. If I were ever on trial for something like that. I like Fortunato Perry better. I like his style, but the other guy, McMonagle, might be the better. He had both of them. And the juror, this Fairmount guy, they didn't like. They kept on talking about the split-second nature of where you are, meaning you're in Kensington. Can you imagine these people? They got ticked off by that. What I'm saying is, I'm sure McMonagle and Fortunato Perry did not say, oh, because you're in Kensington, you can shoot anybody. Okay? I mean, I was just doing my jog yesterday, Dan, and this guy rolls down the windows. He's parked, this kid, and it's in Mount Airy bordering on Chestnut Hill.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, it was like that. First of all, he called me old head.
No, really?
Yeah, old head.
Hey, old head.
Yeah, and he wanted to know if I had $10.
No.
And I stopped after saying no, but I stopped. Well, I was looking at him like, are you begging? I was ready to say this. Are you begging or you think you're going to do something else? And the police, I saw a police vehicle, but it turned the corner a few blocks up. I was going to report this. And I want to know about the tinted windows. I want to know, are Philadelphia cops ever going to enforce that? Take every one of those cars off the road. They're illegal.
They should.
But if I had been in Kensington and a guy rolls down the window, I'm not saying anything. I'm running faster. I mean, that is the reality. These clowns on the jury, they were offended because Fortunato Perry and McMonagle were bringing up what it's like to be a cop in Kensington. I think that's exactly on point. It's not saying that the cop can shoot anybody under any circumstance. But I wonder if this happened in Chestnut Hill, would there be a little bit less of the heart rate pumping and the whole thing going on? This maniac had been driving, weaving in and out traffic, drives the wrong way up the street. He's got knives. He won't put his hands down. You think you hear gun. It sounds like it could be gun on the tape. And he got shot. And they're worried because they were bringing up, well, it was in Kensington. These are the most highly paid and skilled defense attorneys out there. I'm sure, Mr. Juror, they didn't say, oh, because it was in Kensington, the cop can just shoot. They were trying to make a point, and this is why it's impossible to be a cop. I couldn't imagine. I mean, I've done ride-alongs. But the one I did was in Mount Airy and Chestnut Hill, and that was bad enough. If I'm doing a ride-along in Kensington, it's like, what? Let me out of here. You got to be kidding me. And these guys are offended by that. Yeah, it set the jury the wrong way here with this. We can't have cops doing this. Now, look, if they thought that Dial violated police procedure, not criminally, but maybe shouldn't be a cop temperamentally, ultimately, I could live with that. But saying he ought to go to jail on this is ludicrous.
And I do have you profiling hookers if you...
Oh, yeah.
You want the audio?
Yeah. Now, here's where I was in the... we're in the back car, so to speak, and the guy in the front car is a cop. We're at 17th and Rittner. I couldn't believe it. That's in the heart of my South Philly, 17th and Rittner. So at 3 o'clock on a Friday, you know, it's not like honky-tonk time. The cop in the lead car rolls down the window and saying, how you doing, to the woman there. And they're negotiating price when we roll in and lock her up. Here's
tell
how it sounds.
Any false information you give me, it's going to cost you about another day at the roundhouse. Okay? I'm going to ask you one more time. Anything in this purse I should know about? Because it's going to be checked.
Nothing, I have nothing.
How many pipes you have in there? One?
Just that.
I'm going to ask you some questions, okay?
Yeah.
Yes, no answers. Do you have any pain or injury?
No.
Do you have any serious medical problems? You got hepatitis? You got AIDS? Any of that stuff?
No.
Are you under the influence of drugs or alcohol?
No.
Did you smoke any crack this morning?
This morning, yeah.
Well, then you're under the influence of drugs. How many bags of crack did you smoke?
All right. So
one bag?
So, Dan, when I pull up in Broughton, Washington, in like a Popeyes there, I think, that's where they're staging. And I see as they're bringing people in, guy's got these giant yellow gloves up past their elbow, you know, handling these people. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm going to be in a vehicle with this woman behind me who was locked up in a compartment there behind. I don't know about that. Oh, my
you
God.
You want more?
Yeah, one more than we have Ernie yet.
Look at that. What do you think?
Can we profile Stan? What you think about that girl we just passed back there, Broughton Federal?
I think she's too good looking.
Seeing that woman back there, does it make it more difficult given some of the fashions women might be wearing? I'm not sure if that woman is a hooker or not. I don't think so.
No, in my opinion, she's not.
What do you base that on?
Based on the, you know, the 12 years of experience.
Okay.
On in the movies and on television, that's the way to...
Oh, God. I didn't know if I was going to get him in trouble with that one.
You're baiting him. He's like,
No.
13 years experience.
And that was at Broughton Morris. Again, classic South Philly, you know? All right, coming up, the mayor of Wildwood. Wildwood has just been voted, and Roe was tisking this. I have to rat her out right before I left today. Wildwood's boardwalk has been voted by USA Today the number one boardwalk in all of America. Wildwood Sports.
Wow.
Yes. So Mayor Ernie here, we get the first shot at him to see if he knows that. Now, I think I'm going to ask him, Dan, of course, it may have been the two horses they saw over the weekend. That's it. That's the boardwalk. They're giving kids horsey rides. That's why they're number one. Number one boardwalk in all of America. All right. The mayor is next here. Let me remind you about Diane Cardano, because if you're thinking about selling your home, it's not like it used to be. The market is sliding. Today's buyers are pickier than ever. They want move-in ready homes, modern features. So how do you stand out without breaking the bank? Well, that's where my great friend Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors comes in. She's hosting a free seminar for future home sellers. Learn how to navigate this uncertain housing market, rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, fast-moving technology. You'll also learn her low-cost, and this is brilliant stuff, staging techniques that meet today's buyer's demands. So join Diane for a glass of wine and hors d'oeuvres on Wednesday evening, June 11th, at the Hilton Garden Inn at Fort Washington. I'll be there with her, and the special event, you'll receive a signed copy of her new book, Model Home Mindset. Get ahead of the competition. Come to Diane's Future Home Seller event and sell your home fast. It's free. All you have to do is RSVP now. Call 215-576-8666 or go to 215-576-8666.com. I'll see you there on June 11th.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's exactly right. Our first stop, of course, Mulligan's right there. I think Mayor Ernie lives near Mulligan's. Or I think he moved. But he was out there with two cops on horses over the weekend, and everything went well. And then today, I see on Twitter, USA Today has voted Wildwood's Boardwalk the number one boardwalk in all of America. There should be signage up there right now on that. Let's go to Mayor Ernie Triano and Talk Radio 1210. Mayor, you arrived on a great day. How does it feel to be number one?
Well, I'll tell you what, we garnered a few this year. We got number one boardwalk in the country, number one beach in New Jersey, and the number one of the top five destinations for affordable vacations in the country. So I think we hit the trifecta this year.
Well, there's a fourth. You know, there are four major golf tournaments, Dan. The fourth would be you host Dom Giordano Day. I'm just saying, that's got to be in the ring with us.
That's a given. And by the way, I haven't moved. I can still hit your house with a good throw.
Hit Mulligan with a good throw.
40 yards, apparently.
So, Mayor, the strategy, I've always been a believer in that, other than the poop patrol part of it. I want to know how that was handled. But why the horses on the boardwalk this time? What did you figure out with that?
Well, number one, the horses have a whole, the operators or the riders have a totally different view. They're above the crowd. They can see any kind of disbursement, any kind of a crowd gathering or any kind of a fight happening in advance. And you'd be surprised when you have a 1,800, 2,000-pound beast walking towards you, how quickly you get out of the way.
I've seen it at Street Stuff here in Philadelphia when there was like 10 or 12 of them. Oh, my God. Yeah. And if they start galloping a little bit.
I mean, the intimidation factor alone has to be a deterrent, right?
Yeah, plus people like to pet them.
Well, they're not allowed to. I mean, a lot of people came up to them, and when we were standing there, and they said, "Listen, we appreciate it, but you cannot pet the horses." But you know, they were getting pictures and what have you. And I'll be honest with you, I won't apologize to anybody about what we do if we're keeping a safe environment. And believe me, those horses added a whole nother. Yeah, was there a little manure laying here and there? Yeah, there was. But
wait a minute, who has that job? I want to see that advertised in this city.
Well, you know, believe it or not, if that happened, the riders got down and took care of it.
Oh, really?
Okay.
If you need someone for hire.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, they made we were very, very fortunate this Memorial Day weekend. With all the people that are in town, we had one guy was carrying a gun. We got him quickly, and one guy decided to bring a machete to the boardwalk. But he didn't get a foot, and he was stopped. Dope. So our guys did an outstanding job. In fact, I felt bad for the Seaside Heights, the chief of police. He called when we were on the boardwalk, chief and I. When I was walking up to him, he said, "I'm on the phone with the chief from Seaside." And he got off the phone. He goes, "Got multiple stabbings, fighting going on." I said, "Well, thank God we don't have that here." But then again, I had 50 officers on the boardwalk. And we brought in 10 additional sheriff's department. We brought in two paddy wagons. We brought in about half a dozen state troopers. We brought in the horses. And it was a safe environment. I think we had a total of about 86 arrests, and I'm going to say 90% of those were just people being stupid when they're asked to leave the boardwalk or, you know, because of curfew or a backpack, and all of a sudden your beer muscles come out and you want to challenge them.
Now, are these pretty young? I was going to ask you that, Mayor, because I know you've been emphasizing, in addition to the manpower, that the mayor signed the bill that he has pocket vetoed or something, and also emphasizing that $1,000 potential fine on parents who just let their kids do whatever they want.
Well, we whack the parents. We get the $1,000 out of them. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, Don. I'm standing up on a boardwalk and I'm seeing 13, 14, 15-year-old girls on that boardwalk. And some of the clothes they had on, you could put in the palm of your hand, if you know what I mean. And I'm just sitting there going, I look at it two ways. Either the parents don't care or they have faith in their children, or they have faith in the community that's making sure that their kids will be okay. So I try to look at it, you know, with the glass half full.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And
that they're trusting our ability to keep a safe environment. And believe me, I'm extremely proud of the work done by all the departments in the city. Wad police, outstanding job. Fire, EMS services, public works services, you know, all the lifeguards, the job they do. Why would really did a good job this past weekend?
Boy, it seems
outstanding job.
Yeah, versus, as you said, Seaside Heights, the trouble they're facing. So, Mayor, what's the theme this year? There's a tourism theme every year. What is Wildwood doing this year?
Every night's family night. That's our treat every night like family night. So, that's our theme. And, when you come up to our boardwalk and I try to tell people, I said, listen, are there going to be fights? Sure. There's going to be fights. I mean, go to a football game, go to a baseball game, go to any function, any college football game. There are fights everywhere. And what I try to emphasize is understand why would people going to sit under the bridge and wait for you to cross the bridge and then jump you? These are problems that are coming from other neighborhoods that are down here. They're now unattended. These kids have no one there to keep an eye on them. And they got an attitude that we can do what we want when we want. And the muscles pop up for some reason when they get over the bridge and they want to start trouble with someone that they had a beef with back from their neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, but we will do our best to control that. And believe me, we will warn you one time. We will give you a gracious, hey, it's curfew, you got to leave. If you want to get tough and you want to start acting the fool, there's no games. Turn around, you get a set of bracelets and off you go. We're going to make it a safe environment for everyone that wants to come here and have a good time. There is nothing worse than when I get a call from someone who said I was on the boardwalk and there was a fight, my kids got hurt, this got hurt. That's a stab in the heart, because we do everything we can here to make sure that when you come here, you have a great time. Beaches, boardwalk, fishing, crabbing, boating, whatever you want to do, this is a place to have fun. And if you want to come down and be the fool, and you want to disturb somebody else's having a good time, our police department will more than accommodate your needs for jail.
Absolutely. Well, Mayor, thank you. It's off to a great start. We'll be down there frequently, but you're invited, of course. We'd love to have you over at Mulligan's on June 20th, and we'll talk more about what's happening in Wildwood this year.
I'll tell you what, I'll give you an invitation. You can even come to City Hall and do your show in City Hall if you'd like, even in front of City Hall if you'd like. Whatever you'd like to do, we'd be happy to do
okay.
it for you.
Oh, okay. Well, Mayor, you know what? We will add that to the agenda here.
He said anything, Dom.
Oh, anything.
Does that mean we can get a mounted police officer on a horse? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, can we ride the horse?
Can Dom race a horse, Mayor? He thinks he can beat a bear in a race, you know?
Well, we can do that, and you can sit there and look out the window and see a lot of the back half of the horses around.
Well, I did drive the tram car. I'd like to try it now. I saved the best for last. What's happening with the tram cars? What's the new thing, or is it a new thing?
Well, the tram truck is not going over very well. I understand that the problem. They try to get electric trams.
Right.
They won't go a full 8 hours on a charge. And they were $200,000. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to send a letter to Elon Musk, ask if he can come up with something that is cost efficient and something that'll last an 8 hour shift.
Oh, please, Ernie, would you do that right now? We'd love to have Elon on the show there with the first test run going down the boardwalk.
I love
it. God, yes.
I mean, I could the worst thing that happened, we're ignored, but, you know, he seems to be a kind of guy that takes on challenges. And
I bet in 5 minutes he would have Starlink or something linked up to it. Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, figure it out so we could be back to what we normally have up there.
Can we also get Donald Trump saying, watch the tram car, please?
That'd be a great idea. See, I think half the people might want to throw, or not half, a third of the people want to throw eggs at the tram car then.
All right, Mayor. Thank you, Ernie. Great success, and we'll talk with you again very soon. Thanks, Mayor.
Always a pleasure, and you're, like I say, you're welcome in our community anytime.
Thanks, Mayor. Thanks very much. Well, if we can get a sponsor, Dan, we can broadcast in front of there also. But I like the horse thing. I wrote that down. Mm-hmm. But once again, the follies of the electric vehicle. They can't get something that can go the full 8 hours, right? And if they did, it would cost $200,000. Can you imagine if Elon Musk says he's coming to, I don't care what we have to do. If you have to hook us up by tin cans, we got to be there if Elon Musk comes to the boardwalk to be interesting reception, though. I don't know. All right. 855-839-1210. Great stuff from Ernie Triano. Don't forget, June 20th, Dom Day in Wildwood, Mulligan's. Over on Hildreth Avenue, you got to be there.
Please watch the tram car, please.
Yeah, it's hard to beat that. When you hit that, I hit it 25 times just to hear it when I was driving. But they don't like the truck. Who would have thunk it? I knew they wouldn't like the truck. Who would like the truck? I don't know if I could drive that with 2 feet or not. Come on, get back to the old tram cars. 855-839-1210. Who is, I see some great ones. Coming to you next, hit us with Who's Pompous in dishonor of Scott Pelley here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, should be a lot of fun this summer in Wildwood, Ocean City, and the like. You just heard from the mayor, though. Good stuff.
You think he can beat a horse in a race?
No. Jesse Owens did beat a horse, allegedly, and I believe it.
And you are faster than Jesse Owens.
That's right. We know that.
So,
I mean, that was back in the day, so I'm sure... With nutrition and training, I'm sure we've improved, and I would be faster than even the great Jesse Owens.
Can we return to that jog you were talking about earlier in the show?
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah.
You told us about a jog that you were taking, and a person pulled up beside you. And,
no, they were parked.
Oh, were they parked?
Yeah.
And essentially asked you for $10, called you old head, which is ridiculous.
You're right.
But you said at one point that you were only softly jogging. I'm curious. Are you like a full-speed jogger, or are you a soft jogger?
I will jog maybe a half block at relatively full speed
every day, kind of thing,
6 days a week. Something
all right.
Like
and the reason why I bring it up is you had a question from Tracy over on YouTube. Did you end up flipping the kid off and running away at full speed?
No, that was an option. I was trying to think, is he bad? I, you know, me, I just am enraged. I thought he may have stolen the car. That was a minute that I'm profiling, he didn't look like he belonged. And the windows, the tinning, as soon as I see that. And I couldn't see anything. He didn't roll down the window till I was right on the car.
Do you wear running shorts?
Not
like the
every
really
day.
The really short ones?
No.
Oh, okay.
They chafe.
Couldn't you see Dom wearing running shorts?
They're very chafing. I used to wear the baggy ones. We got rid of those. If you remember?
Were you running then?
I do have shorts at times.
Okay,
jeans.
Just normal. Wait, no.
Yeah.
You jog in jeans?
Sure.
What?
Yeah. Why not?
That's worse than the running shorts.
Why is that?
The things we uncover when we
jeans. If I were to go on a jog with this right now, I'd be chafed. Oh my gosh!
I'm not getting any chafing with the
people
jeans.
People look at my legs, and be like, "What happened to you?" And I'd be like, "Oh, I went jogging in jeans."
Why do I expect something completely normal when I ask these questions?
If it's colder, of course you got to wear something. I'm not going to wear
sweats.
Shorts. You don't sweat that much. I only sweat upper body, not lower. That's another. All right. There's more promo material. Caveat. Where are the promos? Yeah. Yes. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, the man who doesn't sweat. Hey, Joe, welcome in.
Oh, my God. Dom, were you wearing wingtips when you were jogging? and did that guy call you old head or old hair?
Well, see, he was fixated on the hair. Pretty good hair. That's what he was fixated on. That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a good head of hair yourself there. My side question choice is everyone who we've ever come in contact with who's been the epitome of not just self-righteousness and sanctimony, but the epitome of overconfident, the one who we could not wait, and we've all met this person, and we've all had them in our lives. We couldn't wait for them to fall flat on their ego and narcissistic face. And that was Ron Burgundy, Will Ferrell in Anchorman.
Yeah, Ron Burgundy is an all-time. I think they could have made 3 or 4 more than the cast of characters around him. Oh, yeah.
It was the ultimate over personification of everyone who we just couldn't wait to fail.
Yeah, Scott Pelley could have been in there as part of the crew, without a doubt.
Yep.
That's a great one. Ron Burgundy, pomposity. Yeah, that's Ted Baxter of the modern. That was Ted Baxter previously. Okay.
Just imagine you running in jeans.
I really don't.
This music. It's
so what do you run in when it's colder, Henry? What do you?
Sweats.
I don't like that look. They don't flatter males or females. Females shouldn't do it either. They're not flattering. I mean, what's next? Are you going to wear a mafia jogging suit and say that's good for running?
Yeah. if that's what you're comfortable, I guess I'm cornering myself there because I guess you're comfortable in jeans.
Yeah. So the comfort line, I'm never more comfortable than jeans. I'm doing a TV show today and I have the suit jacket, the fancy shirt, but I have the jeans on.
I think that's got to be some kind of generational thing, too, to a degree, because if you go back to Vietnam, a lot of those soldiers chose to fight the war in jeans instead of their Army-issued uniforms, not only because of comfort,
about?
But no, they would a lot of times traverse the jungles in jeans rather than, camo bottoms because the material of the denim was thicker, which would allow less of leeches and mosquitoes and such, but it was also a comfort thing and would allow them to still, I'm trying to give you support here, Dom, for running in jeans, which is a very weird thing.
This
is
one of Dan's fun facts of the day.
They can fight wars in jeans. I can run around the block.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check this out. Vietnam veterans, were you wearing jeans? Dan seems to think Levi Strauss was big in Vietnam.
Yeah, Navy SEALs in Vietnam chose to wear Levi's.
Oh, a few Navy SEALs.
Ooh, Levi's. Right. We can ask our
yes, Jennifer Say.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sure she'll endorse jogging.
I think she'd underline it, yeah.
I'm going to ask her, is there anything wrong with that? Fine. No, I don't wear those kind. They're too heavy.
It says in the
Gap.
In the Vietnam War, Navy SEALs operating in Vietnam did not abide by the same rules as the standard Marine Corps. SEALs acted on their own intelligence networks, managed and deployed their own personnel, and even chose their own gear. It wasn't uncommon for SEALs to be specially equipped, having heftier arms like the Stoner Module Weapon System and donning coral boots. Goes on to say, you would see guys with coral boots on with their Levi's and their Rolex watch. You could pick out a SEAL in a heartbeat because of that.
Few Navy SEALs. The military wasn't wearing jeans, so.
Okay,
God.
Yes, you're right.
You're making a
I'm trying to help
fact.
You, you know? And you shoo me down. Look
I don't that. Think this is that weird. Do you wear jeans when you work out? My God. 855-839. Not in a gym. I wouldn't wear them in a gym. You wear shorts. Outside, you need something heavier. All right, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk with a professor at St. Peter. Is there St. Peter's? It's St. Peter.
St. Peter's.
It's Peter's,
yeah.
St. Peter's College or University, who had a girl who got caught using AI to write a big research paper. Then, when she apologizes in an email, she uses some chat service. This went viral, and people are talking about how far AI has gone already. I'm the biggest enemy of AI alive. And we'll jump off from there.
Gary on YouTube says he's surprised it wasn't a velour tracksuit.
No, that's a mob look. Let's not. That's the mob look in
a
South
purple
Philly.
Velour tracksuit.
They run around. There's a store over in Passyunk Avenue where they buy them. Mob suits. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.